Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're going to Thorn Bay, a community on Prince of Wales Island in Southeast.
My name is Dana Allison. I am the receptionist from Thorn Bay City Hall. Thorn Bay has a population of approximately 450. The bay is very enclosed. It's a very protected bay. It's kind of a boomerang-shaped thing that's surrounded by the Tongass National Forest. And it's got an organized, or not organized, but a more concentrated town side where there's houses and grocery stores and the post office. And then the south side is more, let's say, rural, where the people have more space and you can't really see those houses from the water. We have a really nice school here, so we have school teachers and school personnel. We have a Forest Service office here in Thorn Bay, so we have a lot of federal workers here. We have, like I said, an active grocery store. People work there. People work here for the city. During the summertime, people are out salmon and halibut fishing. They're boating. They're kayaking. They're canoeing in the rivers. They are hiking in our forests. They're enjoying themselves and the outdoor life. We're just trying to work on improving our community for encouraging jobs, encouraging families. We're working towards that all of the time.
Dana Allison is a receptionist at Thorn Bay City Hall. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Arena Filipenko at the Alaska Teen Media Institute, Alex Duware, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Annie Feit.